From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Recently, the U.S. commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, said armed resistance against U.S. forces is improving. And he said Americans should not be surprised if, quote, one of these mornings we wake up and there's been a major firefight with some casualties or a significant terrorist attack that kills significant numbers of people. A rare interview with two men who claim to be leaders of the resistance movement in Iraq underscores that warning. Los Angeles Times reporter John Donashevsky spoke this week with two men who identified themselves as leaders of the Saraya al-Jihad, or Companies of Jihad. Among their claims, the men said the resistance movement is building and that guerrillas intend to kidnap U.S. troops and use them as ransom to barter for the release of al-Qaeda prisoners in Guantanamo, Cuba. John Danishevsky joins us now from Baghdad. John, these men say the resistance movement is building in strength and size. What did they say about their goals and their means for carrying them out?
Well, their goals are to force U.S. forces to leave Iraq, or as they put it, to leave the country of Ali and Hussein. They also want to restore the Ba'athist government and to make sure that any new constitution for Iraq is written by Iraqis and not by a council that has been appointed by the United States. They were talking about the governing council.
These men expressed their desire to return Saddam Hussein to power. Were they former members of the Ba'ath regime? And did they suggest in any way that Saddam Hussein is directing or in any way linked to these attacks against American forces?
Yes, they were both members of the Mukhabarat, the intelligence service, before. And they were suggesting that they had some sorts of links with Saddam Hussein, that they were not taking directions directly from him, but they were inspired by him, and that in some circumstances, in an indirect way, there was some way to make contact with him.
And you quote these men as saying that the American army will feel that Vietnam was just a playground by comparison. That's quite a statement. How do you know that the claims made by these men are credible? I mean, some of their statements seem to suggest that they're at odds with reality. They deny that the U.S. has captured Ba'athist leaders. They deny that Saddam Hussein's sons were killed. They assert that the U.S. is underreporting military deaths.
Yes, I think some of their claims were extravagant and were designed to make themselves seem more than they were. They clearly wanted to get across the message that the resistance is serious and committed. They also were clearly wanting to get across that they feel that they're doing well in their attacks on U.S. forces in that particular area around Fallujah. But some of their more wild claims, I think, would have to be taken with some skepticism. For instance, they said that they would expand the resistance across all of Iraq, which seems like that would be very difficult, in that the southern Shiite portions and the northern Kurdish portions are very much opposed to Saddam Hussein and suspicious of these radicals.
This interview does, as you say, provide a glimpse into the sort of thinking behind this insurgency. And one of the things that I'm sure American officials will find troubling, or at least curious, is the connection to al-Qaeda, that they said that they would like to kidnap American servicemen and deliver them directly to Osama bin Laden.
That's right. That was, I think, the point of the interview that surprised me the most, how completely they seem to identify with bin Laden as their hero and how they consider themselves to be part of the same Islamic battle, which to me, having been in Iraq this year, it's strange to see Ba'athist and Saddam loyalists who had more of a socialist orientation to embrace the Muslim, the Islamic extremist point of view.
The U.S. military has expressed some reservation about the approaching Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Did these men have anything to say about that?
Yes, they did. They said that that they thought that their operations would increase during Ramadan because it was a significant for the Muslims, and that they said that it was an especially good time to die as a martyr during Ramadan.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
John Danishevsky is the Baghdad bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times.